Hello, everyone. This is Friday Night Hang, a special thing. We're talking here. I have Ira. I'm Bob. John. My friend Vinny is here, too. Say hello, everybody.
Hey.
Okay, we're talking about what happened, breaking news. This is on Sunday, January 26, 2020, about the sudden death of Kobe Bryant and everything. So what happened was around 1 p.m. Eastern, so around 10 a.m. Pacific, a helicopter crashed in Calabasas, California, not far away from Malibu. And then there was a helicopter which had Kobe Bryant, it's now been explained, Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gigi, Gianna, a friend of hers, her parent, the friend's parent, and the pilot. It was in distress, it crashed, everyone died. Kobe Bryant was 41 years old. And, you know, it's only been a very short time since he retired regarding of it. And so we've been hearing regarding the news, nonstop news reports regarding of everything going on. So,
yeah, 3.5 fill in. Years. Yeah, well, I was in the kitchen earlier, and I'm preparing something. I walk around to my phone, and I'm like, oh, Alan called. And, you know, sometimes someone will text, and you don't always pick up. I'm like, what? And I see, I turned on the TV, I'm like, oh, my God. My jaw dropped. I mean, this is someone who retired 3.5 years ago, still very much involved in the world of basketball, very much involved in Gianna's basketball, and she wound up dying with him.
From what it was said, they were going to a tournament that was in that area around Malibu, I guess, for his daughter. And, you know, I just saw a picture of her. Gianna was the second of four kids. He had one all daughters. He had one older, and then one only three.
1, 3, and 1, 7 months.
You know.
And I remember when Vanessa had the child last year.
And also, this was his private helicopter. And the thing is, he regularly took it. We were just watching something on the news that he would normally take flights regularly doing this. Because it would save time for him in traveling. He didn't want to travel more than 2 hours in any one time to provide against wear and tear on his body for playing or anything like that. That's how he was, you know, and it's just sad. You know, he played with some of the greats. He was in, like, the last, we were talking about, of Jordan. He played, he was a contemporary with Patrick Ewing, Shaquille O'Neal. They you know. They played a lot with Meta World Peace, of course. Vince Carter, who's retiring.
LeBron James.
Yeah, it's just sad. Chime in.
Last night, while I was watching the Sixers-Lakers game, LeBron James broke Kobe Bryant's record for a number of points.
He's number two now.
And also they just showed...
Number three.
Right. They also showed LeBron... Kobe Bryant's final tweet, which was about to honor, congratulating LeBron James in breaking the record. And they also showed footage of the Laker players coming back from Philadelphia being told the news and just simply, you know, devastating and everything. We're seeing footage of Staples Center, people, you know, crowding around, you know, it's a big deal, the loss of Kobe Bryant, you know, in the sports world and also beyond. You know, so many people around the world follow basketball. You know, and of that nature.
Well, I'm sure the Nets have a moment of silence.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's going to be lots of other stuff going on regarding others.
This morning on the West Coast, passed away in a helicopter crash along with his oldest daughter, Gianna. Kobe Bryant passing away while at the age of 41. Obviously, very emotional here tonight at MSG, and Kobe Bryant is someone they can play against.
Yeah, and we'll remember him for his greatness on the basketball court. I'll remember for him, you know, kicking my butt.
This is Feed from MSG. Feed from MSG.
But what I'm really going to mourn on today is the images of him working with his daughter playing basketball. Like, that is just something that...
People are getting really choked up and emotional.
That he is gone. I didn't know him very well. Knew him as a distant friend. But to think about the ramifications that this is going to have... his family, on his wife, and on his other three kids. It's just tough. it's really tough to think about. You know, as a player, he was obviously one of the greatest. He's always going to go down as one of the greatest. But this just puts things in perspective. People that you love, give them a hug, give them a kiss, because life is fragile, and you never know when it's going to end.
Brian handed it's just in that sad. Reportedly on their way to one of Giannis' travel basketball games. Reportedly, another parent and another daughter, one of Giannis' friends, were in that helicopter along with the pilot. Total of five people dying in the helicopter crash this morning in Calabasas, California. Now, Kobe Bryant is an all-time great, obviously, 20 years in the NBA, all with the Lakers, and he had some really amazing moments here in this building at MSG.
Yeah, and we'll never forget the iconic performance, the 61, when at the time it was a record for both an opposing player and any player that had played.
They were showing footage of the crash in Calabasas. You could not really see any wreckage. It was like just burn spots. They also said it caused a small brush fire. Bikers in the area were witnessing and saw a helicopter in distress and flying very badly. They were also talking about that there was foggy conditions in that would possibly make sense regarding of the possibility of the damage, why it even occurred. Because normally, a person like Kobe Bryant, if he used this personally and regularly, would have it maintained well, you know, regarding of that. I mean, I really would never want to go in a helicopter. I really don't. I don't have any desire to do that.
Well, yeah, I'm sure the NTSB is going to have a...
Well, would a black box be in a helicopter?
Yes.
Okay.
I was discussing that with Vinny before.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. Well, now we know why they were flying. We know that now. It was to go to a traveling basketball game for his daughter. And that's why the other people were in the helicopter with him and the pilot.
The Knicks organization learned mourning over today's tragic event involving Kobe Bryant. He was not only a basketball icon, but a global icon, and someone that many in our locker room, hold in high regard. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family and the Lakers family as well. We'd like to express our sincerest condolences to Bryant's family. And everybody affected by the tragedy.
They're all emotional.
Is it our position we're devastated?
Yeah. This is sad. Very sad. Very sad.
We have a player that is very close to Kobe, who's our thoughts and prayers are with him also.
I know Julius Randle is a Laker, so.
You know what? I just thought about it. Julius Randle probably played with him.
Your thoughts, John. Your thoughts, John, regarding everything going on with Kobe Bryant. We've heard Ira. You talk.
It's horrible.
That's what I said. He would have wanted him to play the game.
Of course. What do you think, Vinny?
Shame.
Horrible
anyway,
especially,
the
fact that his daughter died with him is even...
That's sadder. That is sadder, that family would die. We were talking about this, where I heard it is that I was in Carl Place, Long Island, with my friend John. We were doing some errands and stuff. We were over at Jersey Mike's, the subway, the sandwich place. And the alert came in. The first media outlet that reported about the incident was TMZ, actually. They did it. And CNBC was then talking about it. Then essentially everybody else was jumping in. ESPN, when we were at the place, they were showing the Pro Bowl game on ESPN, but they weren't really reporting regarding about what happened.
And then they cut into it.
Okay. Okay. So, that's how that is. Okay. So, That's it for this segment, okay? So, you know, we'll talk more about it the next time, you know, that we have up. And also, you know, regarding about Super Bowl and stuff like that. There you go. Hello, this is segment two. You were asking me... Come on, Ira. Hi.
I was curious as to how Bear Boot Camp was.
Okay. Let me give you an idea about what that was, okay? I did it on Saturday, which was the 25th, right? Mm-hmm. Saturday, January 25th. And it was done by my friend Coach John. And so I went to a place in Brooklyn, in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, called Willie B. CrossFit, which has multiple locations. Of course, they had clothes on. I had clothes on and everything. So the idea is that actually what it is that it was a CrossFit class, but it was geared to heavier guys. So you know, I had my shirt and shorts. I've known my friend Coach John for a while. This is his trainer, and he's known this guy. His name is Alfie. He's from Spain proper, so he speaks, you know, he has that accent. And so what I was explaining this to John earlier, I had never done CrossFit exercises or training before, so I had to fill in the trainer regarding my ankles. I have ankle issues, and I had bad tendonitis. I also had inflammation in the tendon that laid me up for like a whole year, you know. And I have issues regarding climbing stairs and things of that nature. So regarding of that, I filled him in on that. And so he said that, the way that he caters the exercises is regarding about different versions if necessary. So to give you an idea how it was we started about 2 o'clock and we ended a little bit after 3. So it was about an hour. So the first part was we were carrying a 45-pound weight. Think of like a barbell weight. Just carrying it, putting it down on the floor. And then we started to do cardio exercises where we would step on and step off back and forth, do some hand movements with music, and do that part back and forth. And he was explaining about form and how you do the moves and stuff like that. After that, then we put the things away, and then he wanted us to do a circuit course. And so that was made of 3 parts in a 15-minute round, meaning 15 minutes to do 10 sets of each. First part was a kettlebell swing. Are you familiar with what a kettlebell is?
No, I am not.
Okay. Kettlebell is like a round weight, and it has like a handle on it. Russian athletes work out with that type
now
of stuff.
I know. Okay.
So the idea is your feet are spaced, and the weight is like about a foot in front of you. There's like different types of weights on it. You're holding the weight with both your hands, and you're crouched with your knees not locked, but bent. And then you're bringing it up and swinging it in front of you. And you do that 10 times.
Okay. LeBron had a tribute to Kobe.
Oh, he did?
I think last night they exchanged sneakers also.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're talking about the death of Kobe Bryant also in this. That's so sad. I mean, it's just sad. 41 years old, and he doesn't get to be old. His daughter doesn't get to grow up to be a WNBA player. You know. To you know, it's just sad. Regarding that, let me go on about the CrossFit. So, like I said, I'd never done it before. So then, after that kettlebell thing, then there was a thing called a ring row. Have you ever seen what a CrossFit gym looks like, or like online or anything? Okay, I'll show you a picture later. Essentially, it's like metal, and there's like dumbbells and stuff like that. It's a fitness center, you know, but it's very bare bones. So there's like rings, like, you know, like you would see people holding rings up in the air, you know, like gymnastics. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay.
Yeah.
So these are like lower down to the ground. The idea is that you hold the rings, you're standing, you know, with your feet together, and then you're pulling back. It's like a row. And you do that 10 times. Then when you're done with that, you do then a thrust. A thrust is sort of like a barbell lift. Yeah. So the idea is this. You can use like, you know, like for free weights, a barbell pole, or a plastic rod, which is what I used, plastic stick, not that heavy. You can also use it with like a broom handle if you want to do that. Same idea. You put that on the ground, you're in a crouching position, then you jump up, and then the pole is like this, near your face. Yeah, that's sort of like it. Like this, and then you thrust up like this, see the weightlifters.
Right.
So those are the three moves that he showed us to do, and the form and how to do it. The idea was to do the form correctly, and so what we did was 15 minutes with music, and the idea is that we each do a circuit of that, so as many times doing those three things within 15 minutes, and then stop. That was pretty much then the end of the exercise and stuff. So in total, it was about 40 minutes, 45 minutes in total, in addition to like discussion and explaining stuff at all. This is the first time my friend Coach John had done this stuff. And so it like was really good. And there's like pictures online and stuff on that. So
do they have like the rope?
Yes, there are other exercises that are part of CrossFit. I was looking that up online too. One of them is like the ropes, but the idea was that he wanted to do a workout regarding geared to heavier people and also who have limitations. Like for instance, I told this to Coach Alfie and Coach John that I was amazed that I was able to do the exercises, because usually there's always issues with me in doing exercises. Like for instance, my foot doctor tells me to be very cautious regarding if I want to do like boxing sparring and stuff like that because of how my ankles are. And that's something that I want to do. As I've told other people, my father, when he was young, he was an amateur Golden Gloves boxer. He actually did in the local tournaments. You know, never got national, but he was involved in the Golden Gloves. And so, you know, and I remember as a kid and as an adult, him always as part of his morning routine that he would do shadow boxing and stuff like that. That's what he grew up doing. So you know, definitely it's worth to take a look into, and also to take a look, you know, always, of course, to consult with a doctor. But it was very important to look up regarding about specifically exercises like this or with yoga or with anything else, modifying it for people with the limitations and also for people who are heavier. Because let's face it, the idea is range of motion, flexibility, the ability to keep moving. That's what helps us in keeping as young as we can and as healthy as we can. That's the whole point, to be healthy. I am not a thin stick. I'm not expecting to be a thin stick. But I want to be as healthy as I can be, because that's important for me. Because I want to be old. Any other feedback from you guys here?
No, I'd like to try out CrossFit eventually.
I think so. I think I'm interested in it. Unfortunately, this guy, he has like different locations, but they're all in Brooklyn, and they're all in like around Williamsburg and in Greenpoint. Mm-hmm. There is one in Greenpoint though that he has, and so you know, I am going to consider it, but I also want to see what else is available out here in Queens.
There was a CrossFit on Fresh Meadows, 59-43 Pigeon Meadow Road.
Oh, over there. Okay. Well, I have to look into it, because also, like I said, I want to know more regarding about the capabilities, because I can't do high intensity, you know, regular training,
right?
because not just simply because of my weight, but because of my limitations. I have arthritis in my knees. I also have a little bit of arthritis in my feet, in like a little area of it, but also regarding the issues with my ankles. So the issues with my ankles and my knees regarding of that. That's why usually I do more swimming work and pool work, because that's how I have to do it, you know. And although, and walking as well. Like for instance, I can't be on a treadmill. My foot doctor says I cannot use a regular treadmill and everything. But one thing I liked about this ring row exercise that he showed me, it reminded me, because I used to do a lot of rowing work on rowing machines, and I loved the ability of that. I can't do that machine work as much anymore because of how it is on my knees, because that's part of the motion. So the idea with this, which was really cool, is with this ring row exercise that he showed us, was that it's like doing the upper body part of it. And that's a really good thing, you know. Because as a kid, I used to always do leg work. So, you know, And so I used to always, you know, exercise and train my legs with weights. Anything else before we finish up, guys?
That's about it.
Okay. Stay here. Follow our page. It's Friday Night Hang on Facebook. Also, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm Muntzman, M-U-N-T-Z-M-A-N. On Twitter, Muntz Radio, M-U-N-T-Z-R-A-D-I-O. You know, and you'll see more stuff. You can also see on the Facebook page the Book of Dave, the live memorial that I did for my friend Dave Bolton. And also, you know, you'll hear more of the podcast. So we will talk to you again soon. Peace and love to you all.